Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so yeah, look, I mean, this is definitely a case of we're going to have to move on. They're going to have to carry on without Aiden Hutchinson, and I get that, and I'm certainly, know that the team has to do it, and I know that the season is not lost, and there's the Lions, to their credit, have had this rainy day fund of cap space that you kind of have as insurance in your back pocket. You don't know when you're going to need it. And quite frankly, it's a really smart way to operate, to take all that cap space into the season and not spend it all in the offseason and go into the season with some question marks and see how some of your in-house guys respond, or your waiver wire pickup might check a box that you didn't expect, like Tim Patrick perhaps has. And now they're poised to maybe make a move and make up for the loss of a guy who is emerging as maybe the best edge rusher in the league. That doesn't mean I don't want to do a little bit of woe is me, because that sucked. I mean, it really did. When he got hurt, Gator, I felt like we almost, like, did you even enjoy the rest of the game? Because I really, I everything that happened, I'm like, yeah, but.
yes, I did enjoy the rest of the game. I enjoyed it immensely. Because that's, now I'm watching, okay, Hutch is out. How is the defense going to hold up? Because it's not like Dallas took CeeDee Lamb out of the game or took Dak Prescott out of the game at this point. They still had to play, and the defense stepped up. I realized that they scored immediately on that drive, but they scored they got a field goal. And if I'm not mistaken, excuse me, I go to my notes. If I'm not mistaken, there was a questionable call that went there as well. I didn't like the pass interference call on Vildor. Nowoski had a sack on that. I mean, there was a lot to like, and they did kick a 50-yard field goal. So it's not like it was this great scoring drive. They answered, and then they really answered, because going and outscoring them 23-3 the rest of the way, or whatever it was pretty impressive.
I guess when he got hurt, it wasn't like it brought into doubt that they were going to win the game. I mean, it was pretty clear that the Lions were going to win the game. It's all about what happens moving forward. I mean, Rex Ryan this morning said the Lions won a game, but they might have lost the Super Bowl. And I thought, I can't say that that's 100% wrong. We were sitting here talking about a possibility of a team that all they needed was somebody opposite of Hutch. And now they still need somebody opposite of Hutch, and they need Hutch back. But okay, they do have a chance to make a move and all that. But it's funny, because we had finally seen the Lions start to look like a complete football team. And it really was, oh my God, Tim Patrick's going to check that box. Tim Patrick's going to be that wide receiver three with another potentially brilliant, subtle waiver wire pickup that is going to render, that concern is moot. And now, another massive connection. I mean, right when they were hitting their stride. And so that's the bummer part of it. You don't give up on the season, and I'm not giving up on the season. Don't misinterpret it. I'm just doing a little woe is me for a minute here.
Okay, as long as it's just a minute here, because we don't need this to linger here. I think this team is capable of figuring things out. I mean, they took some steps forward defensively yesterday. Like I said, the Cowboys still had some weapons there. They still had CeeDee Lamb. They still had Dak Prescott. And, they held that offense to 250 yards. That's pretty impressive. Dak Prescott threw two interceptions. The Lions created four turnovers on the day, four or five, whatever the number was, five, I think. It was an impressive game all around. And, yeah, there's a dark cloud about what happened with Hutchinson, but I was encouraged by watching DJ Reader and Aleem McNeil dominate from the inside and get pressure from the inside. I was encouraged by seeing, you know, other guys step up. And Nowoski had that, his first sack of his career, stepping up in that role. And that's a name none of us were uttering before the season began. And he's stepping into the Derek Barnes role, and he's doing a nice job. You're watching Levi Onwuzurike, who Dan Campbell said, this is a guy now. And he's playing like one. He's playing well. And Josh Pascal getting better each week. The defense is taking steps forward. Did they take a step back yesterday because of the Hutch injury? Yes, but it may not be this massive step back that we're feeling right now because we just lost one of the best players in football. This happens to every team in the league. Teams deal with injuries, and the Lions are dealing with theirs, and they're going to have guys step up. And fortunately, it's a collective group here on defense that can get it done. Aaron Glenn's going to have some work to do, going to have to try to figure out some way to make some adjustments in how he's going to defend teams. It's not going to be easy on Sunday when you're taking on a Vikings team that is very explosive offensively, and you're going to go into it without your best pass rusher. Well, next man up. Go out there and get something done.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do. I would imagine that Brad Holmes probably already had discussions about getting an edge rusher opposite of Hutch. And my guess is, in the end, he's probably going to do something subtle. We're going to talk about all the options. There's going to be a lot of big names. But if you look at their pattern, and things might be different now because they do look like a legitimate Super Bowl contender, and that's what this is all about. And if you can go big and go Ram-style F them picks, there's probably going to be some options out there. But there's two things. One is their pattern. Is it to go big? Their pattern is to do something subtle but smart. And they've continually done that with great success. Not 100% of the time, but a lot of they seem to hit one more often than they don't. And the wide receivers are examples. Straight waiver wire pickups of Josh Reynolds and now Tim Patrick are looking like they're going to work out to this team's benefit. Two is that they value culture fits so much that we're going to talk about 10 names today of guys they can go get. And the Lions probably have crossed off, I don't know, 7, 8 of those names because for reasons that are intangible that we can't even measure. You know what I mean? They Yep. They clearly value, like Tim Patrick, for instance, when he was placed on waivers by Denver and you went and read what was written about it by Denver, people in Denver were like, ooh, I get it because he's always been hurt for them. But he was such a locker room leader and everybody loved him and he had great buy-in and that fits the Lions model. And I'm not sure that...
And he can play.
But I'm not sure that every name that we're going to mention today, we don't know which ones fit their model of what they want, right?
No, we don't. But maybe this makes him... I'm not going to say the word desperate, but makes him a little bit more open to grabbing and going after somebody that might lean on the other side that they normally would say no to. But, you know, they've got to trust that the culture that they've changed for this team, it permeates throughout the locker room and with the coaching staff, and that maybe they can convert guys that you wouldn't normally think could be buy-in guys to being buy-in guys.
It felt like that's what the Patriots did. When the Patriots were in their heyday, they were going and getting players that weren't considered great culture guys and saying, look, this is how we do it here, sink or swim. And guys would definitely try and take that challenge and roll with it.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.